Chapter 3. The wild nature of the wolf was strong in Buck. The longer he spent in the north, the stronger it became. He kept it secret. He was a clever dog. He didn't pick fights. He tried to fight as little as possible. He hated Spitz, but he was smart enough not to lose his temper. Spitz saw Buck as a rival and took every chance to try and force the big dog to fight. Early in their journey, there was an accident. It stopped Spitz and Buck from fighting. The camp was on the shore of the lake. There was a snowstorm. There was a wall of rock behind them. Perrault and Françoise put their sleeping bags down on the frozen lake instead of the ground. They didn't have a tent. They had to build their fire on the lake as well. Buck made his bed by the rock and went to eat his dinner. Spitz stole his bed. When Buck came back, he found Spitz in his bed. Buck sprang at Spitz. He was very angry. The two dogs rolled out onto the ice. Françoise tried to break the two dogs apart, but he failed. Both dogs wanted to fight. A yelping sound stopped the fight. They heard Perrault. He was swinging a club. 80 starving huskies had found the camp. They sneaked in while Buck and Spitz were fighting. The starving dogs were looking for food. One of the dogs found the food store. It spread bacon and bread across the ground as Perrault hit him with a club. The starving dogs went wild when they smelt the food. Perrault and Françoise used clubs to try and drive them off, but the dogs ignored the blows of the clubs. The sled dogs tried to help, but the wild dogs attacked them. They fought bravely, but they were all injured and bleeding. Billy whined. Perrault and Françoise tried to save their dogs. They had to stop. The two men had to defend the food from the wild creatures. Pike was a lazy sled dog, but he fought as bravely as the others. He moved quickly and snapped at the wild dogs. Spitz was clever. He attacked Buck as the huskies were fighting the other dogs. He bit Buck's neck. Buck shook Spitz off. Billy, Pike, and Dub broke free of the huskies and ran away across the ice. Spitz tried to knock Buck down. He wanted Buck to die like Curly. Buck stayed on his feet and ran after Billy, Pike, and Dub. All 9 of the sled dogs escaped into the woods. They were hurt. The huskies didn't follow them. Perrault and Françoise saved half of the food from the huskies. The huskies had eaten the rest of the food. They chewed the leather harness and canvas of the sled. They were 400 miles from the next town. The men were worried that the wild dogs were mad. They were worried their sled dogs would go mad too. The dogs were in pain and stiff from the fight. The ice was thin. The sled fell through the ice and dragged Buck and Dave down into the water. The other dogs pulled the sled out of the water along with Buck and Dave. They were half frozen. Spitz fell through the ice. He was dragging the whole team down. Buck, Dave, and Françoise saved them. They pulled back with the sled. Buck's feet were still soft. He began to limp. Françoise made some shoes for Buck. He made them out of some of his own shoes. Buck's shoes let him keep running. One morning, Françoise forgot Buck's shoes. Buck lay on his back with his feet in the air. He didn't move until his shoes were on. Then the madness came. Dolly gave a long howl and attacked Buck. Buck ran as Dolly chased him. She was frothing at the mouth. Buck hadn't seen a mad dog before, but he knew he should be scared. Buck ran through the woods. Dolly didn't give up. Buck ran back to the camp. Françoise was waiting for them with an axe. Françoise hit Dolly in the head with the axe. Buck stopped by the sled. He was too tired to move. Spitz attacked Buck and bit him. Françoise got out his whip and beat Spitz so badly. This was the beginning of the war between Buck and Spitz. Sled dogs are proud dogs. They like working hard. Staying away from the team was worse than death. Each dog had his pride. Buck was strong. He was a possible leader and wanted to be the leader. He didn't keep it a secret. He stopped Spitz from hurting the others. One day, the team found a rabbit in the snow and followed it. Spitz snuck away from the pack. Buck led the other dogs. They chased the rabbit. Spitz waited for Buck to come round a blind corner and attacked. The two dogs flew at each other. Blood dripped across the snow. The other dogs sat and watched as they fought to the death. Spitz was faster than Buck. Buck was covered in blood. Spitz wasn't hurt. Spitz thought, Buck is going to lose. Buck wasn't finished. He sprang at Spitz. Spitz went down. The other dogs got closer. Buck killed Spitz. He was the champion. He had made his first kill.